Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
my
story.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
My lowest.
You
cannot imagine
the strongholds and the walls that
you but God has been faithful.
God has been faithful.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Jesus, the Only Way Radio Blog. My name is Faith Dean, and I am your host. To those out there listening, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Today, we have, and let us all welcome her, publisher, author, Sister Regina McKinney McGee. And she will share what the Lord has placed on her heart. But before we get started, if you don't mind, Sister Beverly, would you like to open us up in prayer?
I sure will. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we just come once again before your precious throne of grace, and we thank you for this here, another day of life that you have given to each one of us. And your word says, this is the day that you have made and that we should rejoice and to be glad in it. Father, we pray now that you would just bless our speaker for today, Sister Regina, Father God, and have her to just come forth, Father God, with everything that you have laid upon her heart to come forth with, oh, Father God. Father, I pray that for all who are listening now and those that will choose to listen at a later time, I pray that you would just continue to bless us, that we would have ears to hear her, Father God, and we would have a heart to receive all that you have put down inside of her, Father God, to give to us today, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We bless you and we praise you for this blessed honor again, and we pray these things in the mighty and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Regina, you can go. You have the floor, and you are welcome.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody, and isn't God good? It's a wonderful day, and I just want to say thank you to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for giving me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to go forward with the projects that God has given me. I must say it's been one interesting year. We just launched our second book, which is introspectionnovels.com. This is a book that it's amazing how God will use you to do certain things. And I never considered myself to be a writer. I did my first essay when I was in college back in the early 80s. Now, actually, it was 1979. Wow. Goes back a long way. Well, I did an essay, and it was 300 words on how to eat sunflower seeds. And I did the essay, and I never gave a second thought about writing or anything. And then the mid-80s, I started writing like lyrics to songs and poems. And even then, I never really considered even I had a gift to write. I preached my first sermon in 1986 at my mother's church, and that was an amazing thing. Even then, I didn't even consider that I had a gift to write. And I was one of eight children that I didn't consider I had a gift. Everyone else in my family had a gift. And so being that, I prayed and I asked God for an opportunity. If you give me an opportunity, Lord, no matter what it is, I will take it. And it turned out the opportunity was for me to work in one of my sister's group homes, working with developmentally disabled and mentally challenged individuals. And that opened the door for me to open my own group home for juveniles, and then later on open a foster care agency, which I do now. I've been in business almost 30 years. Well, in 1989, my mother passed away, and I moved from Sacramento to Fresno, California. So I never really got a chance to mourn my mom. And I started having children in the 90s, 91, my first daughter, then 93, my son, and 96, my other daughter, my youngest daughter. And so I was real busy, went through a divorce, and so I really didn't have time to really even mourn my mother. Well, in 1999, I'm walking down the hallway, and I see a resemblance of my mother. And for the first time in my life, I got a chance to see that I actually looked like my mother. And that's when the mourning started. I started mourning my mother. And it was really traumatic for me because I had to go through all the five stages of grief that you go through with death. On top of that, dealing with the issue that she's never going to see my children. So I went through a whole lot. Well, I started doing stories for my children. I'd go to their schools and stuff, and then at night I'd put them to bed, and I would read them a story. Well, after I had put them to bed, I was still thinking about my mother and praying and crying out, and the Lord told me I should write a book, and he gave me the word introspection. And I looked the word up, and from there, I started writing introspection. Every night I would come after I put my kids to bed and I got them situated, I would start on introspection every night. And I never had to go back and listen to anything that I had put down because I did it. Some I wrote out and some I did on audio. And I never had to. It was just like the story just kept going. And so as I really got into it, I had said it's going to be an introspection, and introspection, the wake-up, is going to be two books. So I would get on my motorcycle, and I'd go riding, and I would sit in the park, and I would work on my story. I'd take my kids out in the park, and any chance I got to work on the book on top of building the business, because I had six offices then, a tutoring program and a magazine program for my agency, Positive Attitude. And so in the midst of all that, and I had became a single parent, I was doing all of this. And then I got writer's block, and I put the book down for a while, and I started on another book. And as the years went on, the Lord was showing me to put them together, put my books together. But, you know, I was so busy, I wasn't focusing on any of that, and I just kept going. Well, I had got kind of big with my agency, and then a lot of pressure and stuff that I had taken ill. And so my doctor told me, he said, you know, you should just get rid of your business and go get you a cabin and just finish your book. And I said, no, I can't do that because I have, you know, people who depend on me, and then I have my kids. And so I just kept going. And then the Lord started putting on my heart, you know, you need to finish this book. You need to finish this book. And me, you know, I'm focusing on my kids and on Positive Attitude. I'm not focusing on introspection. So now my husband, he comes in because I got remarried. My husband comes in out of the blue, and I'm laying in the bed. Mind you, I had been in the bed for a while. And he says, you know what, you need to go ahead and finish that book. So I thought about it. I said, this has to be confirmation because I was just praying about some things and the Lord had put the book on me. So I got it together. I got everything together, the materials, everything. And then what I did was I had one of my staff put on Craigslist. And we ended up getting over 100-something applicants. And so it was a blessing because I met – the first one I met is the one that I hired. Her father happened to be a pastor at a church, and so I hired her. And from there, we worked on the manuscript. And when we got done with the manuscript, by the time we got done, the Lord had showed me that it's going to be over 1,000 and something pages. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. So I'm still thinking, you know, at the time maybe it's going to be two books. Well, one night after I was reading the manuscript, I brought out the other books that I had started working on, and I was reading them to my husband and to my daughter. And that's when the light bulb went off. I said, oh, my goodness gracious. I got up and I ran into the back of the house and I got the manuscript and I said, oh, my God, this ties into introspection. And that's when I said, oh, my God, I have a series here. It's 10 to 12 books. And so the first one came out in, I believe it was 2012. January of 2012, and just to show you how good God is, I'm a first-time author, and I had the book signing in March through the church, and then we started the first book signing through Barnes & Noble in May, and from then on up until November, we did our tour, and then the second book I was hoping to get out in January because I had made a commitment that every January we would put a book out. And so I wasn't able to do that because I had some friends and relatives that had passed. So that kind of pushed us behind. So the book came out last month. Book 2, Introspection 2, came out. And now we're on book tour again. But if I may, I would... like to be able to read something from the book. I'll read something from book 1 and book 2 to give, if I have enough time, everybody an idea of what the book is about. If you want to check it out, you can go to introspectionnovels.com or my Facebook is Regina McKinney McGee or Introspection Facebook, and you'll be able to see what's going on. We have a website also. But I'm going to read something from book 1 and I'm going to read something from book 2 to give the audience an understanding of what is going on. So this is Introspection book 1. Gina Phillips is hiding her pain while her work takes her all over the world. She attempts to follow God's law and love her family. Even so, she is battling internal demons that have caused her to push her dreams aside and live a lie. The truth is that no one really knows her. Gina has taken it upon herself to dispense justice in her own way. As she meets one man after the other, she feels nothing as she sleeps with them, steals their identification, and leaves them with something that will change their lives forever. No one knows what she has taken or given to these unsuspecting men except God. But even as Gina continues down a dark path lined with deceit, a piece of her soul seeks deliverance from the hidden secrets that have left her ashamed, alone, in her pain, and without peace. Now only time will tell if her secrets will be exposed. Introspection is a poignant story of a struggle between morality and retribution as a woman with deep secrets embarks on a life-changing journey to seek justice from unworthy souls. That's from the first book. Introspection 2 is, introspection will take readers on a ride they'll never forget, journey into the mind of a woman full of pain and love. Gina Phillips conducts trainings and seminars that allow her to travel the world each time she leaves a piece of herself behind. Coming from a family who loves and worships God, she is the youngest of 14 children. She loves her family. They are one of the main components of her existence. She has a strong connection with her 13-year-old nephew. He seems to be the only one who senses something isn't right. Her dream was to become a music composer, but because of what happened, she now plays for her church. An addiction to Slurpees has cost her one night, and the family was forced to dispense the Phillips justice. Her life changed. Now she has taken justice into her own hands. Men are in love with her, but she can't allow herself to get too close. Then there are men that she gets close to who she doesn't love, but will indulge just for the sake of hurting them. No one knows what she's taken or given to these individuals except God. The pain and agony over the deception of living a lie and having to smile. Gina is a woman on a conquest. What would she gain from all the hurt and pain? A piece of her soul is seeking deliverance from God, and the pain is so deeply rooted. There is a battle going on with her natural and spiritual walk. Will she ever be the same with all the hidden secrets that have her left feeling ashamed? What happened to Gina Phillips? Will she ever find peace? What's the devastation that is going to cause the family once she's exposed? And so Gina, she is dealing with the natural and the spiritual side because she was raised up in the church. And I think it's something that we all deal with. And it was interesting because after I had finished the book and I got my first copy, in the book I had put, where does all the strength come from? And that's when the Lord showed me that with my mother, introspection is what helped me get through my mother's death after 10 years. And it was amazing because the pain that when you read the book that Gina is experiencing, that is really my true pain. When I have the get-togethers in the park and the times when I'm talking to the mother, which is Gina's mother, that is actually me longing for my mother and having a dialogue with my mother. And that's what got me through my mother's death. Because I didn't realize how her death had affected me. But through introspection, I was able to get through it. And like I said, it's a series, 10 to 12 books, and it's going to be awesome. In introspection, there's 4 books, and the next one's Introspection to History, which I take readers to the 1800s as to find out why her family is so strong. And in that, there will be about 3 volumes. And then the next one is The Wake Up, Introspection, The Wake Up, that takes you back to the first book so you can get an understanding of what really happened to Gina, what is really going on with her. And then the next one is The Proposal, Who's Getting Married, because there are a lot of characters in the book. She has a lot of friends and her family, and so I, in the second book, start introducing her family. So who's going to get married? Who's getting proposed to? And then the last one, The Wedding, who actually really got married. And if I have anything left in me, I don't know, I might do The Honeymoon. But that's how I ended up with 10 to 12 books. But it's been great. A lot of people have contacted me, and some people have even said, you know what, this is either my brother or my sister or my daughter, because what Gina is going through is something that I think we all battle, those internal demons. You know, the mind is the battlefield, and a lot of people will be able to relate to this book, and then there's people who won't be able to relate to it, but we'll get an understanding about what people go through, because there's a lot of people that have been raised in the church that have no idea what people out in the world deal with. And then you have people out in the world that have no idea what people that are rooted and grounded in the Word deal with. And so with Gina, she deals with both because she loves God. She loves God truly, but she's dealing with this. And in her own mind, she's justifying her wrong. She's making excuses why she's doing what she's doing, but then on the other hand, she's wanting forgiveness. She's wanting help. She's wanting to stop what she's doing, but she just can't. So it's a book on the natural and the spiritual. And through this journey for me, writing this, it has helped me to mature spiritually, to get closer to God, because after I had read the first book, I was like, oh, Lord God, this isn't me, because I had actually accepted the calling to preach, and I said, how am I going to explain this book, because, I mean, I don't sugarcoat it. I put everything into it. How am I going to explain this to individuals? But the Lord told me that there was no way anyone would be able to accept the book if I wasn't honest about it. because in this day and age, what we're dealing with, you can't sugarcoat the truth. There's scriptures in there. There's actual preaching in the book, which a lot of my Christian friends, they loved it. So it's something that God gave me, and when I go back and I read it, I'm like, wow, God is so amazing. And if you just let God use you and the gifts that he gives you, if you just let him use you, it's amazing. Even like with the foster care agency that I have, like I said, I started in 1988 while my mom was on her deathbed. And I remember when I got the license, I was so excited. I went up there and I had a talk with her. And I prayed with her. And I was the last one to see my mother pass. And so this book and my agency has, I guess I could say, a spiritual and divine connection to my mother. Because I don't know, honestly, if he had passed, I would have even really got into writing like this. And I always say, turn something negative around, make it positive, because you just don't know. It's just like Joseph, you know, what his brothers meant for evil, God turned around and meant for good. And through trials and tribulations of what I have gone through, I got something good out of it. And my ultimate goal is to set up a foundation for positive attitude, because I want to be able to keep children out of the state, out of the country. I want them to be able to be exposed to different things. Our children have so many talents, gifts, and abilities that we don't focus in on, or they don't have people to help them. So whether it's my foster children or rather anyone's children, I want to be able to help them be able to get their dreams and their goals out. Because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. I think that's what we're doing to help people. And that's what I'm about, is helping people and honing in on people's talents and gifts. We redid introspection. It's interesting because I'm a goal-oriented person. And I live by the three G's, God, guidance, and goals, in that order. And I said we were going to let a publishing company publish the first book, and all the other books we were going to publish ourselves. And so when it came time to do book two, I kind of got lazy, and I said, well, I'll go ahead and let the publishing company do it. But then I said, no, I'm going to stay true to my goal. So we published it. My company, MBM Entertainment, published Introspection Novel, book two. And then I went back and I said, you know what? No, I'm just going to do the whole series. So I republished Introspection. It's called Introspection Revised 1, book one. And so we're going to do all the series. And we're also working on an audio book, TV show, and hoping, and I'm praying, and I really believe it's going to happen, because God showed it to me in 1999 that one day everyone will be seeing it on the big screen. Because the way I wrote it and the way the Lord had me to write it is that it's very visual. If you read it, it's very descriptive. I put the songs in there for the soundtrack. When we get ready to do the audio book, everything that you would see on screen, you'll be able to hear it through the audio book. And it's going to help a lot of people. I'm just praying that it'll touch a lot of people's lives, and especially those who are going through things, those who are dealing with stuff, that they'll be able to read this book and get something out of it. And then those that have kids and that are getting ready to go to college or that are in college, I would tell them, please, read this book. Let these kids read this book, because things happen to her in college, and a lot of the kids are naive when they leave home, and they open themselves up, and especially those that have been raised in the church, they don't understand that. They're going into the belly of the beast, and the beast don't care. if you're not prayed up and you're not, and you don't have friends that are doing the same thing that you're doing, you can get caught up in a whole lot of stuff. And then those that are in the world that are dealing with stuff, going to college, this book will also help them, because like I say, I deal with scriptures in here. And Gina is fighting demons. And so I'm just excited about it, and I can't wait for the readers to be able to get to book 12. But like I said, if I go further, but that's my journey. And I hope that everyone will go out and check it out. And if you have any questions, I do respond to emails. I respond to my Facebook. I really want people to feel what Gina's feeling, but also be able to grow closer to God, be able to experience having a relationship with God, and through trials and tribulations and adversity, not run away from God, but run towards God, because that's what I did. Every time I get knocked down, I come back up, I'm closer to God. I run closer to God, and so I have a real close relationship with God. But that's my story, and I am just so thankful. And I'm thankful for each and every person that has been out there praying for us. And we are on book tour. We'll be in Natomas, Thousand Oaks, Modesto, Fresno, Bakersfield, Las Vegas, Reno. And God be willing, next year we will be able to do our book signing on the East Coast. That's that in a nutshell for me as far as introspectionnovels.com. And so I want to thank Dave for allowing me to be able to share my story. Because for me, I tell everybody, I'll be honest with you, I tell my age. I'm 35 turned backwards. So a lot of women don't like to tell their age, but I say that. But through the journey, I'm still standing. I'm still here. I've almost lost my life about three times, almost had four nervous breakdowns, but I'm still here. And I know why I had it, because anytime God has something good for you to do, anytime God has a purpose for you, Satan will try and take you out. And through all this, I'm learning to even depend on God more and more. And I have dealt with my mother's death, and I just thank God for it, because I really don't know what I would have done, because I moved to Fresno, California, and I have no family here locally other than my children. So can you imagine being in a place you don't know anything about, and you're having children, and you go through a divorce, and you're basically alone, with the exception of your staff and, you know, some of the people from the church, but it's still different. So I really don't believe that if God hadn't given me introspection, how I would have been able to make it. I really don't.
Amen. What a wonderful word.
I really thank God for that.
Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Well, I would like to say, I'm sorry, I was getting a feedback, so I was holding back on what I was saying. But I would like to make a comment, and I just praise the Lord for how he chooses to use different people in different ways to get his word out. And with the title that she has for this book, of Retrospect, it's a title that will get other people outside of the church probably want to purchase the book. That'd be a means of trying to touch that person. And I'm going to stop right now because I keep hearing feedback and it's like throwing me off of what I'm saying right now. But anyway, it was a well put together presentation.
Well, if I go on in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear it too, but.
So, yeah, and that's y'all.
I can truly say God is so good. I'm getting the feedback too. But, you know, I think if we just do like I said, the three G's, God, guidance, and goals, and just keep our focus on what it is that God wants us to do, no matter how hard it is, you know, no matter the trials and tribulations, just to keep going forth. And I'm hoping people will go and pick up the book.
Does anyone else have any more questions or comments?
Like I always say that when people respond,
I hear someone talking. I can't hear what you're asking.
Me either.
I think you do a little more for not only.
Okay, maybe we better.
Yeah, I can't hear the gentleman.
The reception is really bad, Deacon Chapman. The reception is really bad. Couldn't hear you.
Okay, maybe we better. We have gotten to the end, and so, Regina, we just want to thank you for what you have spoken on today, and. Hopefully we can get something that we can see your book so that we can, you know, perhaps buy them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Barnes & Noble, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and InterspectionNovels.com.
Okay, good. And if anyone doesn't have any more questions or comments, Sister Beverly, can you go ahead and close in prayer?
Yes, dear Will. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, as always, we just come with a very appreciative heart and thanking you, Father God, for the opportunity that you allow us to have this particular venue on this radio blog. And I pray that the things that were said here today by way of our speaker, I pray that it might be an uplift and it might be an encouragement to those that heard it, dear Heavenly Father God, or that will hear it. And I thank you, Father God, for the different way in which you use people with different genres as a means and a mechanism of reaching people in the world, oh Heavenly Father God. And so I just pray now that you will continue to be the guide that Regina needs you to be, and to move so that she can move forward in the way that you would continue to have her to move, oh, Father God. So we just praise and we thank you for this blessed opportunity today. We pray this in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone who tuned in. God bless you guys all. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things I